Didn't think we'd done enough first half by the standards we want to set. I felt that we started off quite bright in the first 10 or 15 minutes, created one or two good chances, but slowly I felt that Chester had got on top first half and we didn't play to our full potential. So, you know, losing a player didn't help the situation. Got no complaints with the decision of the referee or anything there. So coming in at half time at 0-0, there had to be a little bit of reshuffling and rethinking which way we were going to go to work. But if there was any questions to be asked about character or spirit or belief or hard work, I felt we showed that in the second 45 minutes. We had to change it around after 5 minutes of the second half. I felt that putting Joe up front would give us a little bit more aerial power to hold that ball up and everything else there. But, you know, Gavin Williams is a quality player. You know, he's played 28 games last year in League One, and I think you could see the quality when he put the ball in the back of the net. And that was a cushion for us at that time. And then we kept our shape and defended well, and we got the second goal after it. I think it was Kevin Betsy got brought down for a free kick over the far side. John Natter and Joe Mack got on the end of it. So, you know, to come away and play the way we did and show that character second half and keep a clean sheet was a big 3 points.
It's two players sent off now in two games, Gary, but the way in which the side responded, as you said, two great goals, it almost caught Chester off guard and they were never really able to recover.
Well, I think, you know, it happens sometimes. We've been in the position before now. I think sometimes when 11 players play against 10 and they come in at half-time, I think sometimes players can either feel that automatically they haven't got to do quite as much or they feel that the game's here for the taking. It wasn't. You know, we showed that little bit of resilience. We pressed a little bit higher second half. We pushed our back line. We were screaming to get our back line up to make them play long. And with the wind and making them play long, they didn't really, you know, pose a 10 or 15 minute spell. It was only probably late on when they started to get balls in the box. Aaron Howell had to make a couple of good saves, and I know one hit the bar. But, you know, to come away from home and, you know, play a game for 55 minutes with 10 men at 0-0 and go and win 2-0, I think that speaks volumes alone.
The way that Josh Payne got sent off, Gary, will you be having words with him, or do you think he knows what he's done wrong?
I think everybody knows that the way I am and what I've tried to do at the football club, you know, that will be dealt with. You know, I'm not happy about the discipline. We haven't got the biggest squad at the club, 18 players. We're not there in respect of losing players for the wrong reason. So, you know, all I would say is that I want to save it a day. I want to turn around and enjoy the weekend and, you know, get back and we'll see the situation and the things will be sorted going out over the next few days. So, you know, we'll take the 2-0 win today and all move on, really.